So this is Frog on His Own by Mercer Mayer. And let's see. So same little boy who's carrying a pail with his frog and turtle to the city park. The dog's accompanying him as well, and there's a butterfly which the dog is interested in at the entrance of the park. And the boy is wearing pants that are much too large for him and shoes that are much too big for him, and a striped tank top shirt, sort of looking down at the animals. And they enter as they enter the park, the frog jumps out. The turtle seems to notice, but that's about it. The boy has no idea what's happening. Everyone's looking at the butterflies in the park that seem to be everywhere. And the boy and the dog and the turtle continue on and along the path, but the frog stays on a little hill and waves goodbye, very happy, in a happy way, sort of, I suppose, thinking that he'll see them in a while. Anyway, he purposely jumped out of the pail. So he proceeds to... So we go from this sort of overhead view of the frog from above in the park to like a... at the frog's level view of what's going on, and you see the flowers being taller than the frog. So from the frog's perspective, or another frog's perspective, I would guess. And you see butterflies and flies and all sorts of things like that. And you see the frog, I guess, trying to get a fly, eat a fly by extending his tongue. But instead, he grabs what he thinks is a large fly, but actually it's a wasp, and it hurts his tongue. And so he has a bump on his tongue. But he gets over it pretty quick, and he finds a couple having a picnic on the hill, and the man is pouring some coffee into a mug, and the woman has her back turned, and the guy has his eyes closed. And anyway, the frog manages to climb inside the picnic basket where he's apparently looking for food. However, he ends up climbing onto the woman's arm, and she freaks out. And the guy spills his coffee. He kind of freaks out, and his glasses come off, and he spills his coffee. And when she sees the frog on her arm, she throws the frog towards the water and float, and I guess somehow throws the coffee mug after him. But I'm not exactly sure how that happened, since he drops the mug in the previous scene on page 12, and then she throws the mug on page 13, which still has coffee in it. Maybe she throws the other mug, or her mug, the one that's on the ground. Okay, so she throws her mug. There it is. And anyway, he jumps into the pond, and the mug's after them, and there are flies everywhere. And he's pretty happy. He seems to be pretty, the frog seems to be pretty happy about how things have turned out so far. Anyway, he climbs up, or we see him on a branch overlooking the pond, or another pond, we don't know. And he's watching a little boy playing near the edge of the pond, playing with a toy sailboat, which is floating in the pond where it says no swimming. And the frog proceeds to jump into the toy sailboat and startles the little boy and sinks the sailboat. And his he gets very upset. And the mother comes to retrieve the sailboat from under the water, since you can't swim in it, and so she has to go in and she has to hike up her skirt, or I'm not sure if it's skirt or dress, to get it. And so she's not happy, I don't think she knows why it sunk either. And then we see the frog having one leg kind of half in, half outside of the pond, looking at a woman with a baby carriage on a bench sort of up the hill. And he's sort of checking the scene out, looking to maybe cause some more mischief like he has been causing. And, of course, he jumps over the cat at the base of the stroller and into the stroller, sort of spread eagle, into the carriage where there's a large infant in a rabbit costume with the ears and the whole bit, who he's looking at and doesn't seem startled but a little confused. The cat at the bottom, having seen the frog jump in the carriage, looks up at the frog and looks like it's ready to pounce or possibly eat the frog. The mother still hasn't noticed, however, and she's put down her Chic magazine, which is the title of the magazine, to pull out the bottle of formula from her purse, which I presume she's going to give to her large baby, but in fact she doesn't look at the baby and ends up giving it to the frog, or the frog being after food and wanting to cause some mischief or what have you, ends up being the recipient, or almost the recipient, of the formula. But right before he gets to taste it, the cat jumps up onto the cradle and scares the frog, who kind of falls out of the carriage. The baby at the same time is crying. It goes from being mad that the frog almost got the formula to crying that the cat jumped up, and the mother is startled as well and sort of picks her legs up and curls into a ball, sort of not knowing what to do with her cat. And everything is really out of proportion. The frog is awfully large. The cat seems to be about the right size in comparison to the mother. However, the baby's huge, and the carriage is very tall. So the frog makes a break for it, drops the formula. The baby's crying. The mother's trying to calm the baby down. The frog makes a break for it, and the cat follows. The carriage is on the ground along with the formula and the Chic magazine. The frog jumps over or on top of the trash. The park department's put trash here, the trash can, and doesn't get very far before the cat grabs a hold of its legs and pounces on top of it. And we think it's... And then we see the cat's face, and he's frightened. Or when he's on top of the frog, the cat looks frightened, and so does the frog. But the frog's looking at the cat, and the cat's looking over the frog. And so you sort of think, what is happening? And of course, on the next page, the little boy's dog comes to the rescue and scares the cat away, and the frog's happy. And the little boy apparently maybe sicked the dog on the cat, because he's pointing at the dog and telling the cat to go away, or maybe he's telling the dog to go scare the cat. The turtle seems very happy about the seeing the frog, and the frog's happy. And anyway, everyone seems to be happy except for the cat. And finally, the little boy, it leaves with them exiting the park, with the dog happy with his tongue out, the boy in his oversized clothes very happy to have his frog back, and the frog being happy on the arm of his little boy.